the path. Some call it the way, the journey. Travelers in search of their destiny. Pioneers looking for the promised land. Let me give you my testimony of blood, sweat, tears, love, losses, and victory. That the path you choose is everything in life and death. One path leads to love and happiness, and the other to hate and misery. A wrong turn may lead to hell, and the other to a heaven on earth. The winner takes it all by forging the path that the losers refuse to tread. While the losers die in their own self-made hells, a path of dread. The path requires that you rise above the crowd, separating yourself from those who walk on your left hand. Burn like a fire in the dark night. Forge your path through the deep sands of time. For the path requires that you must go it alone. The years of your life leads to an immortal death etched in stone. Welcome to the Gnostic Warrior Podcast. I'm your host, Mo. If you would like to help support my work so I can keep creating these podcasts for you, please go to GnosticWarrior.com and click on the donate button and give what you can. Also, for those fans out there that would like more bonus podcasts, for only $5, you can get 2 extra special podcasts a month for members only, and also get these podcasts ad-free. Yes, that's only $5 a month, folks. Check it out. Go to GnosticWarrior.com/donate and give what you can, or you can join for $5. For those fans out there who would like to use Patreon, you can find me at patreon.com/MoBedard. You spell that MoEBedard. Again, that's patreon.com/MoBedard. And you get the same 2 special bonus podcasts of the Gnostic Warrior every month for members only for only $5. So do what you can to help support. If you can only give $1, that's fine. And, these podcasts are free, so not a problem if you can't donate. Sorry for the interruption. Let it be said once and for all, while there are many different roads, highways, and self-made travelers' maps being sold along the way, in reality and in truth, so help me God, there are only 2 paths in this world we call our lives. Some call one the path of light, the other the path of darkness. Others call one path of love and charity, and the other of hate and force. Some call one path the right-hand path, and the other the left-hand path. This is where most initiates make either a fatal mistake that can lead to a life of hell, or an immortal choice to what some can call a heavenly life or a blessed life on earth. You see, we are all initiates into life's mysteries, whether we know it or not. The word initiate means to start something, and it leads to the next evolution of the word to initiation based on the path that we choose. Every thought initiates a word. That word initiates an action, which initiates a result. You see, we have always been initiates, whether conscious or not, and the big trick in life is understanding that choosing a path is one of the most important things we can do in life. In order to make a wise decision, it is important that you understand what is meant by choosing the path. When choosing your path in this life, it is akin to the proverbial fork in the road where you must choose to go left or right. If you do not take a path, you simply do not live. When you go left or right, this is called making a choice about how you are going to live your life. Some sages would say that this is where you form your good or bad karma. I have found that this karma is simply just the manifestations or results of my thoughts and actions into the real world as forms of energy and our creations and things. Relationships, friendships, health, happiness, hate, disease, and death are all enhanced or destroyed by the paths that we choose. So I could not be more clear and dire in my warning when I say, choose wisely. 33rd degree Freemason Manly P. Hall had explained the right-hand path as the White Grail and the left-hand path as the Black Grail. The White Grail being the heart and the soul, service, self-sacrifice, purification, love, study. The Black Grail, flesh and the lower animal self, prosperity at others' expense, selfishness, shortcuts, mastered by appetite, comfort. You see, there are two paths for the initiate to take once he or she embarks on the journey of the great work. And please understand that there is a big difference between these two paths. There are many people out there who are confused to the differences between the left-hand path and the right-hand path. It is important that you understand how the occult world works in order for you to take the proper path in this incarnation. You either will or have already taken either the left or right-hand path, because the facts are there is no middle path. The symbology of the left-hand path and the right-hand path can also be found in the Pythagorean Y. The left-hand path shows a life of vice, gluttony, and laziness leading into a pit of fire. The right-hand path shows the magic of the matrix of our man-made society and the artificial magical stairs you must ascend that are guarded each step, by the way, by leopards, lions, and wolves. The sword is your weapon in the form of your mind and mouth, which you must use it to reach the end path of gnosis, light, and truth. Manly P. Hall had written about these divisions in humanity in The Initiates of the Flame. Hall had said, "They embody the doctrines of fire and water, the two opposites of nature. Those who follow the path of faith or the heart use water and are known as the sons of Seth, while those who follow the path of the mind and action are the children of Cain, who was the son of Samael, the spirit of fire." Today we find the latter among the alchemists, the hermetic philosophers, the Rosicrucians, and the Freemasons. The left-hand path is the one of fire and the sons of Cain. People who choose the left-hand path are choosing to live a materialistic type of life where you place your fleshly desires above your spiritual pursuits. Therefore, those who take this path choose the false light or the dark. The right-hand path is pointing to the light, which is the right-hand path to represent illumination and higher consciousness. When you take this path, you choose the light, you choose the heart, you choose water. I will leave you with some quotes, starting with one from the ancient Greek philosopher Epicurus, who explains the right-hand path by how our goal is to seek pleasure for the soul through sober reasoning and not the body. He had said, "When we say that pleasure is the end and aim, we do not mean the pleasures of the prodigal or the pleasures of the sensuality, as we are understood to do by some, through ignorance, prejudice, or willful misrepresentation. By pleasure we mean the absence of pain in the body and the trouble in the soul. It is not by an unbroken succession of drinking bouts and of revelry, not by sexual lust, nor the enjoyment of fish and other delicacies of luxurious table which produce a pleasant life. It is a sober reasoning, searching out the grounds of every choice and avoidance, and banishing those beliefs through which the greatest tumults take possession of the soul. Madam H.B. Blavatsky, the Russian occultist, had said, "Nothing can make me falter on the path once I have started on a journey." Do you want to know why? Because some 20 years ago, I had lost my faith in humanity as individuals and love it collectively and work universally instead of working for it individually. To do so, I have my own way. I do not believe any longer in perfection. I do not believe any longer in infallibility nor in immaculate characters. Each of us is a piece of charcoal, more or less black, and, excuse me, stinking. But there is hardly any piece so vile and dirty that has not atoms wherein lie the germ of a future diamond. And I keep my eyes fixed on these atoms and do not see the rest and do not want to see. As I work for others and not for myself, I permit myself to use the atoms for the common cause. Here's a quote by Navy SEAL Michael Jaco. "As you advance in your ability to love and intuit, your challenges will become greater. Such is life. We are given incrementally weightier tasks as we advance because we can handle it. We are inspirations to others, and the knowledge we gain ultimately improves our lives and those around us. As we bask in our accomplishments, we must be aware that the next challenge will lead us to the greater rewards. When those challenges come, it is easy to play the blame game, but this will only extend the time we remain in our uncomfortable position. Stay in love, take up the weight, take the first step, and know that eventually your path will lead to much better. By staying in love, you will intuit the key that unlocks the door and know the direction to walk on the path. Stay in love. It is powerful, healing, and transformative." Buddha had said, "You cannot travel the path until you have become the path itself. There are only two mistakes one can make along the road to truth. Not going all the way, not starting." A quote from Thoth. "Hard is the pathway that leads to the wisdom. Hard is the pathway that leads to the light. Many shall ye find the stones in your pathway. Many shall ye find the stones in your pathway. Many the mountains to climb toward the light." Rumi had said, "The intellectual quest, though fine as pearl or coral, is not the spiritual search. The spiritual search is on another level. Spiritual wine is another substance. The spiritual path wrecks the body and afterward restores it to health. It destroys the house to unearth the treasure, and with the treasure builds it better than before." Franz Barden had said, "According to the universal laws, the magician will form his own point of view about the universe, which henceforth will be his true religion." Here's another quote from a Navy SEAL, Jocko Willink. "The path is very simple. The path to me is the things that you know you're supposed to do and that are going to make you stronger, smarter, and healthier and will put you in a better place in your life." I'll leave you one here with Hermes. "Wherefore, send me, O Father, seals in my hand, I will descend. Through Mons Universal will I make a path. Through mysteries all I open up a way. All forms of gods will I display. The secrets of the holy path I will hand on and call them Gnosis." Thank you for listening to the Gnostic Warrior Podcast. I'm your host, Mo. If you would like to support my work so I can keep creating these podcasts for you, please go to GnosticWarrior.com and you can click on the donate link and give what you can. And also for $5, you can get 2 special bonus podcasts of the Gnostic Warrior every month for members only, and also get these podcasts ad-free. Again, go to GnosticWarrior.com patreon.com/donate to help support the show. For those fans out there who like to use Patreon, you can find me at patreon.com/MoBedard. You spell that MoEBedard. And you'll also get the two special bonus podcasts of The Gnostic Warrior every single month. Plus, these podcasts will be ad-free. You won't hear none of these commercials and so forth. So I appreciate your support. Take care.